And I'm delighted to welcome into the studio Victoria Grabez. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Now, Victoria, you have brought in with you something that's caused quite a stir here at Brooklyn's Radio, which we'll be talking a lot more about, which is your... you pronounced it hung?
Yeah, it's... hang? Hang, I would say, is easy for everyone because it's spelt like that. So hang, yeah, it's a new instrument from Switzerland.
Okay, so we're going to be hearing a bit more about that. We're also going to be hearing about... your sort of worldly travels and their influences on your music, but what's the headline of you and your music? What can wet our whistles a bit about what we're going to find out about you in the next half an hour?
Oh, well, I would just say that I have quite a unique sound, and it's very personal, my music, and it's really very intimate a lot of the time when I play for people, and I really like to give that experience for my listeners, that they can just really relax. And so a lot of my music's very soothing and relaxing.
Okay, well, we're going to start with a track. What's this one called?
This is called Land of Dreams.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to this and then we'll chat more. So tell us a bit more about then where that one came from and came about.
Well, I really started writing music once I discovered this instrument, because it has a very mystical kind of sound. And that was one of the first songs I wrote with it. And I don't remember where I was, but it definitely, it's travelled with me many places. I mean, Land of Dreams, it's kind of, the lyrics are very reflective of my sort of experience travelling and...
Okay.
Living life, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, let's talk more about that, because you're a local girl.
Yes.
But you're a very widely travelled local girl. You've been here, there and everywhere over the last few years. So, tell us about your journeys around and how that's influenced your music then.
Well, I've spent lots of time in India, and I recorded actually my first album in India with lots of different musicians from all over the world. And... I've lived in India for the last 5 years in the winter, and then the summers have been most recently in Sweden. I've been living in Stockholm, and before that in Paris, and whilst I was there I was doing a lot of street performing, and that was really fun as well.
So quite a wide range of influences then coming into your music then, because, you know, quite diverse cultures that you've been experiencing. So how do you think they've sort of built into the music that you sing and write?
To be honest, I think that they haven't really. Like, you don't hear the sound so much in my music. It's more been like focusing it all back on me and my experience, I think. Because that's been, you know, wherever I've gone, like, I've been there. So it's really been more personal to me, I think, than about the place.
Okay, fair enough. So tell us a bit more then about the hang.
Yes.
Because to just describe this, Graham described it as a flying saucer earlier, and that's probably, you know, in terms of giving you an image, that's probably not a million miles away from it. But I was quite surprised to find out that this was something from Switzerland. I assumed it was somewhere from sort of Indonesia or somewhere like that, where gamelan music and all of that comes from. So what's the history? Because it's quite a new instrument.
It is new, and many people think it's from Asia or from India, and it's created in Bern in Switzerland, and the people that made it, there's a man and a woman, and they were tuning steel drums, Caribbean steel drums, for many years, and were in bands, and they wanted to make an instrument you could play with your hands rather than sticks, so they did lots of research into different metals, and also many instruments that use metal to make the sound, and they developed this. And I know lots of people think it looks like a UFO, and the sound is kind of spacious and a little bit space-like.
Yeah, and you were saying earlier that really there aren't that many people in the world who play, so you're quite unique in that way.
Yeah, and I'm really lucky to have been able to get one so easily, because they're in such great demand and people have become so captivated by them. And there are quite a few people who are out and about, and if you look on YouTube, there's many cool videos of different... Everyone has a different style that they play with it. Some are instrumental, some use it with other instruments, and I'm mostly singing and using it as accompanying my song, so I have a different approach than a lot of the players, I think.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously we heard it in the track just then, sort of blending in really nicely, and it does have a sort of slightly steel drummy sound to it, but as you say, you play it with your hands rather than with sticks, so a bit easier to sort of walk around. And you say you're doing street performing, must be a bit easier to walk around with than a steel drum.
Yeah, and you can carry it, has a nice case, you can carry it on your back. We look like turtles when we have it. You see people walking around, everyone recognizes you in the street if you have one on your back. So, but it is heavy. It weighs about 8 kilos.
Okay, so you need to be quite...
We get a good, strong workout carrying it around to places, to concerts, yeah.
Well, let's have a listen. Let's grab this up.
So...
And hear what this hang sounds like.
Here's a little introduction just to the instrument. It has a scale on it like this. And it also has a bass note. So you can combine those and be creative with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to give us a song?
I can give you another song. this is a little bit more new, and I will release this later in the year, but it will sound also a little bit different, obviously, when you record things. But yeah, it's called I'll Wait For You.
Okay.
Yes, I'll wait. I'll wait for you. Long as it takes, I'll wait for you. Oh, the twilight, as the morning knows the night. Catching a falling star, knowing it's where we are. And this bliss is bursting through, I can't hold it in no more. No place to hide out, everything shines out. I'll wait. Set it free, and in my heart I know no pain, only what sustains.
where we need a big crowd to clap. Hey! That was, yeah, fantastic. Some live music. We've not Thank done that you. Before on the show. A first. So, so you said that that's a new one that you're going to be releasing a bit later in the year. So you're working on a new album and things at the moment? What's going on right now for you?
I just discovered an amazing studio in Stockholm where I've been living. And the instrument itself is very difficult to record accurately and to really capture all of its frequencies. You know, the sound's got a big sound range.
Yeah.
And we've been working with an amazing pioneer, really, of audio in Stockholm. And he has a whole new way of recording music. And it's exciting, actually. And so I will be recording a live CD with him of lots of different music, some instrumental, some songs with the hang, some with guitar, and also with cello. I work with a cello player. And we will do a live recording, but the sound is going to be so top quality, like amazing, like you're in the room, immersed in the sound. It's a very unique way of recording.
Excellent. And so one live performance.
Yeah, I think so. I think I will do that just as the next thing. And I'm working on music all the time, really, or it kind of. It emerges and I play with the music, really. It's not like work.
Well, you know, some of the best stuff comes out when it just hits you, isn't it? It's not when you're plugging away and desperately trying to finish something, but it's just when it inspires you. Okay, so, and then where do you go from there? What's the next thing for Storia?
Well, yes, that's a good point. Storia, for anyone who's listening. That's how people know me and have known me for a while, Storia. But I am going to be relaunching myself and my music and with this CD, actually, and a whole new website and everything, and using my real name, Victoria Grobez, and kind of just evolving. The music's not going to be so different, but I just feel it's the right direction to go. And I was doing a lot more theatrical performances before, and that's why I was using the name Storia as well. I had lots of ideas about this character, and now I'm happy to just be me and to Storia's still around for sure.
But being pushed away
slightly
into the background. Tell us more about how people can find out more about you. You're here talking about various social media things that I haven't even touched yet. So you're fully out there by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot about social media, but I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Google Plus, all of these things. You can find me there, Victoria Grabez, or Storia Time has been my website. So if people go to storiatime.com, then they will find links to everything there. Music and videos, and also links to other great performers. And if they're interested in the instrument, I travel and do have a show with lots of other people who play as well. So that's cool to see.
You're over here for just a while, really. You're disappearing off again quite soon. But are you coming back? Are you going to be doing some shows? Is there anywhere people can catch you live? You know, you said about YouTube and stuff. You're pulling faces at me, so I'm guessing that's a no. I did warn you there'd be a question that might be a tricky one to answer.
I would love to do some shows here. At the moment, I'm doing more planning for Sweden. I have done some concerts in London here before, and in Brighton and Hove and around there. If I do, I will announce it on Facebook. But I think the best is to just stay in touch online.
Yeah, okay.
If you're here.
Oh, we do a slot for local theatre groups here, usually on a Tuesday, so there may well be people out there who know people who might think, oh, that's the kind of thing we might want at our event. So, again, get in touch with you via Facebook, I guess.
Yeah, and I do plan, I'm going away a little bit, but I will be around for the next month for sure, at least, if not a little bit longer. And I would love to do things whilst I'm here, so if anyone would like to invite me somewhere, I'll happily come.
Brilliant. So you've got the new live album that you're recording a bit later in the year. Is that for sort of early 2014 release? Is that your sort of plan with that?
I think so, yeah. I think so. My plan was to do a crowdfunding campaign first, and this is an amazing way to get support from your audience before you really, you know, so that you can actually record it. And so I think before 2014, it might just be available for people who are involved in the project. But yeah, early 2014.
Okay. So tell us about the crowdfunding thing. What's that? How does that work?
I'm just looking into it now. It's amazing. There's lots of platforms online. There's different ones, and some are more music related, and some are anyone who wants to do a project and wants to raise money for that. You can do it through these different websites, and you give incentives in exchange for what people contribute to your project. So it's not a donation, you know, it's people are either pre-buying the album, or they are having a private concert and they contribute and you go and do it, or there's other merchandise people can essentially buy before you've made it, and then that helps you make it. It's a great thing. It's really popular now everywhere.
Well, I guess, and again, you know, we talked a little bit about how sort of so much is online, including this interview. More and more acts, I guess, are sort of getting involved in platforms like YouTube and that, and using those to promote their music. And of course, quite a few quite famous singers have been picked out through YouTube. So where do you see it all going? What's sort of the ultimate ambition for Victoria Grabez?
Well, I have a project with some friends and also some other hang players, which I mentioned before, and we're actually called the Northern Light Experience, and that's more of like a big show with lots of different musicians and performers, and we also do a bit of a DJ set at the end. And We would really just love to make massive tunes, really empowering music, positive music, and I would love to play on huge stages all over the world. That's what I'd like to do.
Okay, well, we'll look out for that then.
We'll go,
we heard her. Well, I wish you all the best for the future and for the big stages and all of that and the new album and things, and thank you hugely for coming in and sharing your fantastic instrument and voice with us. We're going to play out with another song, which you did tell me the name of, and now it's gone out of my head. It's something to do with rhythm.
Yes, it's called Rhythmic Serpent.
That's the one.
Yes.
So, and a little bit of background to this?
This is one song that's had many different variations of it, and this one is on my CD from India. So it's... I don't know really what to say about it. You have to listen and see.
Okay.
It's quite a powerful song.
We'll do that then. We'll listen and see. Victoria, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And here's a bit of Rhythmic Serpent. Radio.